Aboard the yacht Solana, far out to sea, Chandler and Andra learn the propeller shaft is broken and cannot be repaired. Andra instructs the wireless operator to send out a call for help. But just as he begins the message, the equipment fails, and he turns to the others with the word that he will be unable to complete the message. The present act opens in the wireless room that evening, after dinner.
Chandu, the magician.
Is that you, Andra?
Yes. Where are you, Mr. Chandler?
Down here in the corner. And I think I've discovered the trouble. Did you learn anything from the wireless operator?
No, Mr. Chandler. I'm inclined to think he doesn't know anything about it. I ordered him confined to his cabin as a matter of precaution, but I think we'll find he knows as little about this business as we do ourselves. What did you say you thought had happened?
Look here. Do you know anything about the operation of a wireless set?
Not the slightest.
Well, sit down here on the floor, and I'll show you something. This is the transformer.
Yes, I do know that much about it.
Do you see these insulators on the top?
Yes.
Look here.
It's just a bit of copper wire, isn't it?
Yes, that's all. But it was connected between the two insulators. And what happened was that as soon as your man began to send the message, it short-circuited the transformer and burned it out.
But that means the wireless set is permanently out of commission then, doesn't it?
Yes, I'm afraid so.
I can't believe Baru would do such a thing as that. And even if he thought of it, why should he?
As a matter of fact, I doubt if Baru had anything to do with it.
Oh.
But if there's someone else on the ship who did do it, it's just as well to let him believe we suspect Baru. Don't you agree?
Yes, I suppose so. Of course, there's no doubt that someone did it deliberately.
Of course not. It was a very clever idea, too, running that wire across the top of the transformer, where it would never be seen, because the transformer is under the table. It would completely disable the equipment without the necessity of smashing anything that might have made a noise and called our attention.
I don't understand when it could have been done. There's supposed to be a man on duty in here all the time.
There is, eh?
Yes.
That's interesting. You don't mind if I go down and question Baru?
Certainly not.
I'll go down and have a little talk with him later, then. There's nothing more we can do here.
Shall we lock up the room?
No need for that now. We'll put that transformer out of commission, disable the sending, set it completely, as if he tossed the whole thing overboard.
Where can this fellow be that he never sees him or hears him?
Someone must feed him. Ever think of that?
By Jove, that's right. You're convinced, then, that one of my own men is shielding this man.
It begins to seem that way, doesn't it? I'll tell you what we might do tomorrow.
What's that?
We might have every man in the crew up on deck at the same time. One of us could stay here to make sure none of them left for even a moment. The other could go below and make another search.
By all means. You know, I'll never forgive myself for dragging you and your family into this, Mr. Chandler.
I'm not sure they're not better off, even so, than they would have been if they'd remained at home under the circumstances.
I don't understand.
If you don't know, I can't explain. But please don't reproach yourself for having invited us on this cruise. It's possible we'll all be glad things turned out as they did. You know, there are worse things than being adrift in a great yacht like this.
Oh, I suppose so. At least there's plenty of food and water, and we may sight a ship any day.
And you have flares aboard, no doubt.
Oh, yes, of course. Why, the very thing. Why didn't I think of that before?
We can go up on deck and send up a few and see what happens.
Good.
By the way, in case you're still inclined to blame yourself for the mishaps that have occurred on this trip, let me ask you something. You've been away from home for quite a long time, haven't you?
Oh, yes, I've been gone nearly 6 months.
And during that time, of course, you've had many guests aboard the yacht?
Yes, indeed. It's just happened that in nearly every port where we landed, I've had letters to people from friends either in England or at home. And, of course, I've entertained the board a great deal.
And nothing of this sort ever happened before? Nothing has ever happened to the boat, nor to anyone aboard?
Why, no, not that I can remember.
You see, then, there's more than just your usual ill luck to blame for all this.
Oh, I hope so. I'd like to think so.
Of course. It's the only thing to think. By the way, were you supposed to reach Suva at any particular time?
But that's another thing that worries me a little. I really should have landed there tomorrow. But of course there's no chance of that now. These 3 days we've lost make it impossible. Why do you ask?
because I knew you had a message calling you there. And I wonder, when you don't arrive, will anyone send out word by wireless to Trans-Pacific liners to watch for the yacht?
Perhaps. No. I mean, I doubt whether they would.
It's too bad. That would have given us a very good chance to be sighted. Shall we go out on deck again?
Yes. Are you going to tell your sister and the others what happened to the wireless?
Yes. I can see no reason to keep it from them. What's the matter with your orchestra tonight?
I told them I didn't know whether we'd want any music tonight.
Why not have them play as usual? We don't want everyone aboard to feel that we're going to be abandoned and lost out here.
Of course. I should have thought of that myself. I'll join you and the others in a moment, Mr. Turner.
Hi, Uncle Frank.
We've been in the wireless room.
Gee, I wish I'd known you were in there. I'd have come in, too. Did you find out what was the matter?
Yes, we did, Bob. The transformers burned out.
Honest? Now we are sunk, huh, Uncle Frank?
What does that mean, Frank?
It means, Doc, that the wireless is completely out of commission. Where's Nazi?
In her cabin.
Isn't she coming up on deck tonight?
Yes. She'll be up a little later. Shall I go and get her, Uncle Frank?
Oh, no. Never mind. She said she'd be up later. I hate to have her sitting down there alone.
Listen. I thought the orchestra wasn't going to play tonight.
Don't be silly. Why wouldn't they?
Well, I don't know, but they haven't been. That man's going to sing. That man, the new Abdallah. I'd like to talk to him sometime. Wouldn't you, Bob?
Why don't you if you want to?
Would it be all right, Uncle Frank?
Why not?
Well, I'm going to. I'm going to tell him we knew Abdallah.
Hush, dear. Listen.
Thy lovers on the way to me. Come to my heart with vibrant laughter appeal. Where thy life has put that life, blossom spring to greet thee, Lord. Night is fragrant with thy laughter. Come to me, my sweet white dove.
Of having him sing, Andre. That was beautiful.
I'm glad it pleased you, Miss Betty. Mr. Chandler, shall we see about the flares?
Flares? Yes. They're going to send up some signal.
Won't that be keen? Can I help Uncle Frank?
Of course.
And if nobody sees the signal, will we just stay right here for days and days and days and everything like the ancient mariner, Uncle Frank?
Oh, it surely won't be as bad as that, Betty.
As idle as a painted ship upon a painted ocean. I wouldn't care if we stayed here forever. The moonlight would always be as beautiful as it is tonight. Would you, Bob?
Well, I think it's keen to be out here, but we'd run out of things to do after a while.
We had a nice swim today. That was something, wasn't it?
Yeah, but I don't want to spend the rest of my life swimming round and round this yacht. Come on, Uncle Frank. Let's go send up some flares. Where are they, Andra?
I've spoken to one of the men. He's bringing them now. He'll be here in just a moment.
Can I send up one, Uncle Frank?
We'll see.
Here I am over here. Thank you. Here you are, Mr. Chandler. Do you want to light the first one?
If you like. Boy, they ought to see that.
Want to send up another one, Chandler?
Here, Bob. You light this one.
Okay. Gee, that was a honey.
Let's try one more.
Boy. Now we must watch for a signal from somebody, mustn't we? If another ship sees us, will they send up a flare, Uncle Frank?
Yeah.
Oh, look, he's one of the sailors, Andra. Maybe he saw somebody answer our signal.
Perhaps. What is it, Sundar?
Master, I beg to tell you Captain Rennie presents his compliments. And, Master, you will come with me where I may speak with you alone.
Come along, Mr. Chandler. Let's see what this is, will you?
Of course.
Now, what is it, Sunda?
I beg to tell you, Master, the water...
What?
You mean the water supply is running low?
You have spoken, Sire. There is but fresh water enough to supply the Master's guests and the crew for one more day.
Thank you.